Despite a drop in visitors to the Kenai Peninsula this summer, hopes for tourism in the future remain optimistic. KBBI's Marsha Lin reports.
The discussion began rather bleakly.
2009 numbers are not looking good, and the prediction is that 2010 is going to be worse.
That was Shannon Hamrick, director of the Kenai Peninsula Tourism Marketing Council. She recently attended a conference in Anchorage that looked at the tourism industry in South Central Alaska. Linda Broadhead of the Homer Visitor Center says she's seen fewer people this summer and they're seeking lower cost recreational opportunities.
They're doing much more things on their own, taking advantage of a lot of the hiking opportunities, and a lot of people have been bringing their own boats down too. I know it's impacted our fishing industry here, our charter fishing industry.
It appears that more Alaskans are getting out to see what the state has to offer, says Tina Day, director of the Homer Chamber of Commerce.
I see a much more focus this year on reaching out to those local Alaskans. So I think that's a little bit relative to why maybe the visitor center numbers are down, because those folks that are coming in that already know Homer or have been here before are less likely to stop into the visitor center across the peninsula than because they know where they want to go.
Taking a proactive stance on the situation to find new tourism opportunities is a challenge. Natasha Alla, director of the Kenai Visitors and Cultural Center, believes it's important to do broader outreach.
Alaska really is a global international destination, and this year we did some marketing in Germany, and I think that just thinking international, not just thinking in our backyard, really looking at ourselves as an international destination and marketing ourselves globally.
The panel discussed exploring more winter activities, theme-focused tour packages, and experiences like going out on a commercial fishing boat. Hamrick says visitors want a taste of the real Alaska.
They want to come to Alaska. They want to feel like they've lived it, they've experienced it, they've gotten dirty, they've gotten wet. And we need to start thinking out of the box. And those types of experiences are going to set us apart, and they're going to draw people here, and they're going to leave and tell all their friends and family about the amazing experience they had.
She also noted that Alaska ranks 39th in terms of what the state spends on tourism marketing,
which just seems ridiculous to me, considering we are probably the number one destination in America for visitors.
Funding from local governments is important as well. Day says despite budget cuts, tourism is a part of local economies that can't be overlooked.
They really have to take home and understand that message about how the nonprofits leverage those dollars and are able to, you know, go after matching grants and that type of thing. It's really important because, you know, the chambers and KPTMC are those organizations that can leverage those marketing dollars that small businesses just can't do.
Business owners also need to be cautious about cutting marketing dollars, warns Broadhead.
But don't cut your throat by cutting your advertising dollar to the point that you're not getting the word out about your business. That always seems to be the easiest dollar to cut, and it can sometimes be the most costly.
The discussion ended on an optimistic note from Natasha Alla.
I think we just need to keep focused past this recession period that we're in. We will get through this, and we need to keep focused 3-5 years out and realize Alaska is on a lot of people's bucket list. People have not forgotten about Alaska, and they still want to come here.
Despite the gloomy forecast for tourism next summer, Homer is expecting more cruise ship visitors, with one ship planning 9 visits. In Homer, I'm Marsha Lin.